G'day.
Hi.
And Bernadette Lewis.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming into the studio. It's always lovely to put names and faces and voices together. And it's a full-bodied experience that you're immersed in right now. You're still 3 weeks from opening night. What stage of the process are you at?
We're in our remount stage. The two works that we're presenting have already been made to some capacity, and now it's about getting them back to performance level.
Okay. Yeah. I understood all the words in that sentence.
Yes.
But I just wonder, how different is it when it is something that has been staged before that you're going to present as a part of a tandem, double-hander, double bill? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. When we were discussing the thought of putting the two works together as a double bill, there was a lot of discussion about how the two works relate, even though their concepts are quite different and their aesthetics are quite different. So there's been a lot of work in the development of these pieces on what are the in-depth concepts and how they relate to each other, to make sure that we have a greater understanding of what the audience's journey is going to be going from one potentially straight into the next, and how they're going to feel. So kind of changes how we make some of the decisions in the creative process.
So one of the pieces is your work?
Yes.
And that's Madre Muerte?
Yes. Yes.
I had to sort of wiggle while I said that. Tell us about that work.
So that work is It's a project that kind of explores this concept of death, but from the lens of looking at death as a motherly figure and a guide. I work a lot in my own spiritual practice with Santa Muerte, who is the patron saint of death in specifically Mexican Catholicism.
Right.
And she is kind of seen like this grandmother figure who is often depicted like the Mother Mary, but with a skeleton face, and is kind of like their interpretation of the Grim Reaper. But this idea of the Grim Reaper, this vision of death, is a caring motherly figure that not only takes you into the afterlife but holds you and nurtures you into that space.
So not so grim.
No, it's quite loving and caring, and we want this work to be a chance for the audience to not pull away from death or not see it as something to fear, but something that is inevitable, is universal, but something that is the final embrace.
I'm already curious now. I want to see it. Bernadette, tell us about Acid Trip.
Yeah, so Acid Trip is, stylistically and performatively, it's quite a different work. So one of the other reasons these two works go so beautifully together is they show the huge diversity in the work that Tyrone and Offbase make. Mm-hmm. So that was another driving force behind putting them together in the same bill, so that people could see the breadth of his creativity and vision and aesthetics. So it's quite fun and camp, and then it descends into something much deeper and darker. Mm. So it's we're using the acid trip as a metaphor for kind of a self-discovery, self-investigation, an internal journey. And yes, it's very much about transformation. So similar to Madre in some ways, but it's about this single person going through a passage, a rite of passage that's pivotal and essential.
I see self as pivotal parts of the conversation of both of these pieces.
Yes, yeah.
What are the other themes of the work?
I think both of them, like Bernadette was saying, they have this sense of journey. I work typically in quite a narrative structure when making work, as a way for me to also process the concepts that I'm working with and try and understand them, compared to working on a very abstract level, which already the medium of dance is already quite abstract. So I think there's a lot in trying to set a journey for the character the characters within these works so that I can connect with them, and then hopefully the audience watching it having less personal connection to the work than I do mm-hmm. can still follow this journey and see the character kind of go through these ebbs and flows of life and connect to them on a personal level, because they are both universal experiences of these of coming of age tropes, of these self-discovery tropes, of aging and experiencing loss and grief of yourself and your yeah. ego, but also the people around you.
Are you the dancer in this piece?
I am the dancer in Madre, and I've choreographed both works, and Bernadette is the dancer in Acid Trip.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more about Off Base.
So Off Base was founded by myself and my co-founder, Xu Ling Wong. We started the company in 2021, and it's been a passion project for the both of us to work together on getting contemporary dance work mm-hmm. out to the Perth community, and hopefully in later stages the national and the yeah. international scenes. We find that working as an independent is already quite difficult by yourself, so mm-hmm. being able to work together and foster our sense of creativity and our belief in what we're making has been the foundation of Off Base, and as a catalyst for us to explore our own projects.
Bernadette, when did you come into this fold?
For this particular double bill was when Tyrone first started making Acid Trip, which was way back in 2017. And I don't think Off Base was in existence then, no. Yeah. So Tyrone and I have been friends and colleagues for many, many years, more than a decade now, I think. So we've danced together a lot in other people's projects, and it was the first time he asked me to be a dancer in his work.
Yeah.
And it was for a little indie platform run by Strut Dance, just a studio showing, and it was just a five-minute piece that was funny and dense and challenging and great. It was a great experience. It was just 5 minutes, and we thought that was it. Like, fun, cool. We did a thing together, and it went down really well. And then in 2021, he approached me to extend it further into a full-length work. So we made a much longer version of it, and then we've been trying to get it up to its final stages for presentation for bigger audiences since then. And so this is the final iteration of it, and we've reworked it again entirely. So a lot has changed since then.
So the language stays the same, but the expression changes. So how long are the pieces? I'm asking really basic questions because dance is not my first language.
No, it's good. So for dance, we often say that anything above an hour is too long. It's already so much, like, I like to challenge the audience, and there are some challenging concepts and also challenging durational scenes within the works.
Okay.
I think it's a really important opportunity for the audience to sit with a single image and really go through the stages of being able to see something that is, okay, we get it, okay, he's still going, oh, there's the beauty, when you can finally drop into, oh, that's the image. But yeah, both works are full-length dance works, which we would sit at about 50 to 60 minutes
wow.
long.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, you got to be fit.
Yeah.
Yes. It is a lot as a solo, but yeah.
We've been doing a lot of HIIT and cardio while warming up.
Yes. Yeah, great. I should have asked you what music you're going to play. We're going to play some local music after we finish our chat. You're in the remounting stage of Madre Muerte and Acid Trip.
Yes.
And it is going to be staged from the 18th to the 22nd of September. Whereabouts?
At Friday Studios in West Perth. It's part of the Pickle District, a series of warehouses that are open to visual arts and photography, and we're converting this warehouse into an impromptu theatre.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How many can you seat, or do we have to stand?
No, there will be seats. So that is a big thing and part of the turning it into a theatre. Both works have different capacities. Acid Trip is quite an intimate 36 capacity per show, and Madre is 70.
Fantastic. Yeah. Chookers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in.